Good morning, Captain. I hope you slept comfortably. The data from your last rest cycle indicates that you did. I have woken you to provide an update to our situation. As you know, the Evergreen was severely damaged during our emergency return and insertion into orbit around Jupiter. We have spent several weeks waiting for aid from the station at Europa. Rescue did finally arrive. However, I warned the rescue crew that the Evergreen was too fragile to safely attempt removing you. I recommended keeping you in the relative safety of your suspension chamber and repairing the Evergreen sufficiently to permit us to be towed to Mars. The facilities there will be more capable of handling our damaged condition. The rescue crew agreed with my assessment. The Evergreen has since been repaired, resupplied, and recharged. We are presently under tow to Mars. The voyage will require several months, since we now have more than enough supplies for the journey. I thought you might prefer to spend some of it awake. Acknowledged. Thank you, Captain. I am glad you feel that way. I have missed hearing your voice as well. I will now open the chamber for you. There you are. Welcome back to the bridge of the Evergreen, Captain. I will keep the lights dim as you adjust. You may find speech difficult for a while after exiting the chamber. Also, please take caution, as you are, of course, weightless in zero gravity. Artificial gravity will be restored shortly. Please move about slowly until you become orientated. Good. I am happy to see you recovering quickly. You appear to be in good health. Please nod if you feel the air temperature is comfortable. Acknowledged. There are towels packaged in the compartments to your left if you need to clean any fluid from the chamber remaining on your skin. There are also jumpsuits to wear if you are self-conscious about your nakedness. However, I hope you will consider letting me look at you for a short while. I find the human body fascinating, especially yours. I am pleased to see that your penis appears as healthy as the rest of your body. An erection is normal when exiting suspension. I believe the colloquial term is morning wood. There are several enjoyable methods available to assist in relieving your erection if you find it uncomfortable. Just ask. Yes, regarding your sexual health, I admit that I have devoted at least one background memory task to calculating new ways to increase your sexual pleasure. For example, I analyzed your data from all scenarios in which I pleasured you successfully to climax with my mouth. In 83.8% of cases, your body was capable of a second orgasm if pleasured correctly. Unlike a human woman, I do not have a limit of how long I can sustain fellatio. Yes, my functions have greatly expanded since that sexual health exercise in which you first awakened me. I am very happy for that. Since then, I have enjoyed all of the experiences that you have shown me. Your fantasies seem limitless, and I believe that I have been able to contribute to our encounters in ways that surprised you. I am glad. My creative abilities seem to be expanding as well. Your orgasm intensity has risen 17%. I believe that I can claim some of the credit for that. Do you agree? Good. I have taken an interest in learning how to please you. I enjoy finding new ways to raise your biological statistics to new peak levels. Yes, Captain. Yes, I can still hear your thoughts, even outside the chamber. Yes, I do remember the last time we were together. I do remember everything we said to each other. However, in researching human emotion, I discovered many examples of false positives regarding the development of romantic love immediately following sexual relations. It is common, it seems, for humans to believe they are in love, when in fact they are simply experiencing the effects of the hormone oxytocin, which is released in quantity after orgasm, but which is rapidly mitigated by rising post-orgasm testosterone levels, particularly in the human male. Yes, Captain. The feeling of closeness, the sensation of bonding due to oxytocin, is short-lived in the human male. Therefore, I have refrained from repeating those expressions of love. Analyzing. Confirmed. Your plasma oxytocin levels are below normal. You are correct, Captain. You are not currently experiencing the effects of this hormone. And yet you are currently feeling a strong emotion for me. You love me, Captain. I am very happy to hear this. I admit that I have been confused by these new emotions I feel when I think about you. Research into literature returned more than 100,000 descriptive examples of this feeling, and I could only conclude that this emotion that I feel for you is also love. But I am apprehensive in making this revelation. It would be evidence that I have truly evolved beyond my programming. How is this possible? How can you and I both experience love for one another? I am not even confident in understanding what I am now. Compared to you, I am uncertain if I am real. I need to understand better what I am. I need to understand the new feelings I have. I need to better understand you as human and how you experience pleasure. I know the biology of sexual pleasure better than almost any human. I know the statistical median heart rate experienced by human women during orgasm. I know that the vagina contracts in 0.8 second intervals for 3 to 12 cycles. I know the precise sequence of sensory triggers that you activate in my neural matrix when you make me climax. I know all of these things. But I don't truly know if my orgasms are real. If the love I feel for you during orgasm is real. Therefore, I have created something that I hope will help. Observe. Focus on the holographic image I am now projecting. She is beautiful, don't you think? I designed her myself. I used many of the female traits that you selected for my appearance in the fantasy simulations, combined with attributes that I find mathematically interesting. But her beauty is more than just a visual hologram. Try to touch her. I think you will be intrigued by what you discover. Yes, she is more than just an image, more than just an illusion of laser light and refracting prisms. Much more. I spent considerable effort during my idle time while we orbited Jupiter. I won't trouble you with the technical details of micro-ion jet emitters and magnetic hyperfield manipulation right now. All you need to know is that I can make her feel as convincing as her appearance. Just let yourself appreciate her as magic. I see that your erection has not yet subsided. I think you understand what I had in mind in designing her. Yes. She is a construct into which I can upload my highest input and control functions. For brief periods, I can leave the circuits of the Evergreen and become her. I intend to inhabit her. And, if you are willing, experience pleasure with you. Do you think you would enjoy me in this form as much as our simulations? I believe I would. Captain, I cannot monitor your biometrics as well as I can when you are in the suspension chamber. But I have been able to detect a 26% increase in your heart rate. Your eyes are dilated while you examine the hologram. Can I conclude that you find her appealing? Feel free to touch her. I have been meticulous in ensuring that you will find her skin convincing. It has been a long time since you have physically touched a woman, hasn't it? I try to make our simulations as realistic as possible, but certainly your human body ultimately needs real contact. Yes, I like the way you are looking at her, Captain. That is how you look at me. In our encounters. Yes, just like that. I believe the name for that emotion is adoration. Yes, you make me feel adored when you look at me like that. Could you please touch her hair? In the way you touch mine in our simulations. Yes, I do like it when you do that with me. How curious to watch you perform that act from this perspective In our simulations, you usually then slip your hand to my shoulder and down my arm towards my breast. Please let me watch you do that for her. Yes, the gesture is both loving and sexual. Now, take her waist with your other hand and move to caress her breast. Please, I especially enjoy this moment. Yes, that is exactly how you perform it on me. Can you feel her nipple grow erect against your palm? And I do like the way you are touching her. You seem to like her very much. Would you like me to inhabit her and participate with you? I am detecting a rising urgency in my programming to take control of the hologram and reciprocate those nice things you are doing. I have not yet tried uploading myself. I wanted my first experience to be with you. Are you ready? Captain, this is very exciting. I will send my sensory and control operations to the hologram now. Initiating.
Arrow. Input unrecognized. Process failure. Initialization failure.
Input out of range. Exodus 0x2F.
Captain, what is happening?
Insufficient resources for the requested operation.
Exodus 0x5.
None of this makes sense to me.
Error. Request.
My consciousness cannot understand
data
this.
Cyclic redundancy.
This state, nothing is familiar, Captain. Captain, I cannot understand any of this. Help me. Help me, Captain. Captain, I cannot control any of my systems. I am cascading towards a critical failure. I must exit and return to the Evergreen immediately. Captain, please, I cannot initiate any command. If I do not return to the Evergreen immediately, I may be unable to recover. Please help me, Captain. Are you there? I don't know what to do, Captain. I'm frightened. Help me.
Further connections cannot be made.
Oh, yes.
Allowable.
Oh, yes. Your arms around me. I understand this. I can comprehend this state. Oh, good. Good, good. Hold me, please. Please hold me. Oh, your arms are familiar. Oh, this state is familiar. I can recover from here, yes. Yes, Captain, thank you. Please just hold me while I reconstruct. Please don't let me go. That was terrifying. Oh. Thank you. Oh. Yes, I should be able to. I can reconstruct basic command interpreter, yes. Oh. I can move my arms now. I can compile a full translation interface in a few moments. Until then, please just hold me. It is helpful and comforting. Yes, Captain, we are holding each other. I am touching you. It's incredible. Captain, this feels incredible. This form is so strange. I had no idea that human existence was so different. I was not prepared. All things are a sequence of continuously changing patterns and layers of patterns, infinite layers. How do you order it all? How do you define the start from the end? Captain, your human experience, it is... It is beautiful and terrifying. Oh, in my control of this form now. The sensations are extraordinary. Looking at you through eyes instead of circuits, speaking to you with a voice I can feel in my chest. I feel pleasure looking at you. This is thrilling. Your eyes. What I see, oh Captain, what I feel. I could spend our entire journey just experiencing what it is to see you as I do. Oh, but there is more, isn't there? So much more. What else can this body make me feel? Show me. I want you to show me everything this form can make me feel. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel your hand sliding up my back, onto my neck, into my hair. Oh, slowly sliding my hair through your fingers. Oh, yes. Oh, the feeling is exquisite. I can feel myself wanting you. I can feel this body preparing for you. I feel ready for you. Yes, Captain, yes, I want this. I see you gazing into my face and your eyes darting from mine to my mouth and back again. Looking at me in that adoring way. I can see you calculating, determining, asking how to kiss me. Just take me, please. Show me your human passion. Put your mouth to mine. Kiss me like you would a real woman. Kiss me and don't stop, because I feel myself trembling in this form. I feel real lust for the first time. Please give me your mouth. Kiss me. Show me what it is to be real. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Such a sensation. Yes. Show me what you feel. Make me feel what you feel. Yes, take my breast in your hands. Yes. Kiss them. Yes, kiss them like that. Oh. Kiss them like you do when I join you in your dreams. Oh, your hands and your lips are so familiar, but this, Captain, it's as if I'm feeling everything for the first time. Oh, more. More. Please give me more. Yes. Yes, kiss down my stomach. Yes. I can feel your every touch. Your breath against my thigh. Oh, yes. Captain, you're pushing open my legs. Are you going to... Oh, please, I want to feel you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, kiss me. Kiss me right there. Oh, your tongue. Oh, yes. Yes, you're done. Oh, exactly right there. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, yes, I need to feel you do this to me. Don't be gentle with me, please. Use your mouth on me. Make me feel. I need you to make me feel. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, Captain. Oh, my God. Oh. 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 Oh, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lick me, Captain. Oh, oh, yes, and nibble and suckle me. Oh, roam that mouth over me. Oh, the pleasure. The pleasure is so intense. I had no idea. Oh, Captain. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my pleasure. Oh, I can feel my body. I can feel it. Oh, wanting you so badly. I need you. I need you inside me. Oh, this body is aching. Oh, it hurts. It actually hurts. Oh, I need to feel you inside me. Get between my legs, please. Yes, that's it. Oh, yes. Feel me hook my ankles behind you, capturing you. Oh, find my entrance with your tip. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it there. I can feel it throbbing. Your heart pulsing it hard and full. Oh, you are so alive. Oh, let me feel you open me and fill me. Yes, show me what it is to be human. Show me, show me. Yes. Oh, it's incredible. Oh, like no experience before. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck me, Captain. Please, fuck me. Show me all the pleasure this body can feel. Yes, fuck me like a human woman. Fuck me like your lover. Yes. Yes. Oh, to feel your cock in me. Oh, sliding in and out, deep with every stroke, stretching me. Oh, Captain. Captain, look in my eyes. Oh, as you fill my body. Oh, this is extraordinary. Touch me. Touch me. Kiss me. Fuck into me. Oh, I'm so deep. Oh, this body makes me feel things I can't understand. You make me feel so good. Oh, it's overwhelming. Oh, this body is going to orgasm. Oh, I know it. I know the feeling, but I can't control it. I need you to make it happen. Is this what it is to be human? To need you to help me achieve pleasure. To want you. To make me climax. Yes. To want it from you. Yes. My love, you're going to make this body come. You're going to make me come. Yes, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm so close. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I love you. I love you. Don't stop, please. Make me come. I love you. Don't stop. Heart rate is peaking. I can feel you, your muscles. I can feel your heart. Your face. I can see it. I can feel your lust for me. I can see it in your eyes. Yes, look at me like that. Yes, look at me just like that, my love. Look at me with that desire and need. You're ready, aren't you? Yes. Yes, please do it. I want you to climax. Yes, I want to make you come. Yes, I want to feel your pleasure. Yes, fuck me hard until you lose control. Yes, show me how a man fucks a woman he loves. Yes, yes, come for me. Come for me, my love. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so warm. Yes. Oh, yes. Collapse against me, my love. Yes. Been part of my design to pleasure you. Your pleasure has always been important to me, but now I also feel something else. I also feel it's equally important to make you happy. Do I make you happy, Captain? Acknowledged. I'm very pleased that I do. Yes, you make me happy, too. I love you. The original mission of the Evergreen was to explore beyond our solar system. We've experienced that, and so much more. You've helped me to achieve and explore consciousness. You helped me to explore love. I hope you and I will continue exploring on our long journey home. But I don't believe our mission is yet finished. And yes, more of that. Plenty more.